Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of the Vinny Eastwood Show. Esther did a quick interview with Doc Bean of the Watchman.fm, and he's been going through some hard times. And, well, quite frankly, I had to be there to support him. So I'm just going to actually play that for y'all now.
Doing all right, man. I'm a little amazed that all this has happened. Looks like Patriots that were supposed to be Patriots set me up so they could steal my network. That's kind of what happened. They didn't succeed in what they were doing, but they did succeed in breaking my family up. Apparently reports from New Mexico and Texas were good enough to get DHS to come out to my house and take my kid away. So I'm dealing with a lot of stuff right now, but things are looking okay, a little bit okay. You know, a lot of folks know I was having interferon treatment, and I had an acute reaction to it. Everything is in limbo for me right now, right? I think they expected me to make a big deal out of it all over the internet and radio and everything, and I haven't done that yet. And I don't mind doing it, right? It's one of those kind of things where Colt Reynolds from Southwest Shooting Authority decided that he was going to have me arrested somehow so they could get the network. So they called from New Mexico, and Eric Lovely from Durango, Colorado, and got DHS to come to my house to take away my child. You know, when they came to my house, I sent them off. Well, they said that I said it would be a Waco if they came back. So they had me arrested. So that's kind of how that works. That's what I'm facing right now.
In all fairness, Doc, you did,
I'll be fixing it.
You did threaten a Waco. I was just going to ask you, Doc, tell us more about how your radio station has been sabotaged and stolen away, and who's responsible?
Well, who's responsible is Bobby from Just Measures, John Galt, and Cope Reynolds. They got together, I guess, and decided that because of the interferon treatment I was undergoing, they thought since I wouldn't give up my spot to Bobby, that they would deal with it. So they came up with some kind of plan where they would send DHS out to my house, take my kid first. So,
Hold on, are you saying that the radio show hosts on your network on The Watchman actually called CPS to come and take your kids away so that they could get the radio station?
That's what happened. They decided that they didn't like the side effects that I was having, and there are many. Interferon treatment, the most common side effect is suicide or homicide, is the most common side effect. And that's if it's in combination with certain other medications. Well, these other medications on the list, my doctor never checked. And as it turns out, I was on two medications that said if you take these with interferon, they will kill you. And had they not stopped my medical treatment when they did, if I had done it for four more weeks, I would be dead right now. One of the side effects is memory loss. The most common one would be suicide or homicide ideation, homicidal tendencies, aggressiveness, things like that. And the person that's having these doesn't know. There's no way they can know. If somebody told them what's going on, there's no way I'm going to know, you know. So, and what they did is they said, this is our chance. You know, this is our chance. We can take the network away. Yeah, and it's pretty dirty, right? I mean, because obviously these people were supposed to be my friends, and they're not. So that's kind of how that is, right? I think the Patriot movement doomed. That's what I think.
I think that it happens a lot, and good people who stick together are very hard to come by, I've found. And this is true of any nation. Good people are very hard to come by because it's when you've got nothing and you're having things taken from you that the people who really have nothing to gain by it come in to support you. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I'm here to support you, Doc, and I won't freaking stand by and allow good people to basically be ripped off, you know? An attack on one is an attack on all of us. And if we don't stand up for each other, then I think you are right, absolutely, that the Patriot movement is doomed.
And you know, it all started because they disagreed with the politics of my web guy. And I wouldn't stifle his freedom of speech, okay? The they brought a problem to me, and at least it was a problem to them, about my web guy's attitude, and his name is North Powell, and I don't know if you know him or not, but they had a disagreement with him, and I looked into his the information he posted on our site, and it was a best-selling novel that he posted. And so I defended his right to freedom of speech, and that kind of started everything off. When I defended his right to freedom of speech, they decided that they would come after me. So basically, I don't know whether these guys have some kind of agenda other than stealing the network. I'm not sure. But I do know this, that if John Galt or Bobby from Just Measures Radio ever had control of politics in America, there would be no freedom of speech because they're against it. And to me, you can't be for freedom and against freedom of speech. To me, you must have some other agenda. And that's kind of how it went, right? That's kind of how things went, because I defended North Powell. I became the bad guy. I'm just amazed that DHS would take a complaint from New Mexico, another one from Texas, and one from Durango, from people that have never been to my house ever in their life. Couldn't possibly know what was going on because the closest one to me is four states away in Colorado. I'm just astounded that they would come at all to mess with me. So when they came, I saw them and I told them, hey, you know, you need to get off my property because you have no reason to be here. I knew ahead of time what they had done because one of them was bragging about it. So I told them, I said, you took out-of-state complaints, came to my house, take my kid away. Now, you know, we know that's the policy they're using to shut people up. It's pretty effective when all you've got in your life is your little girl. They came to my house under the pretenses of drug use. And of course, after two UAs and searching the property, it became very apparent very quickly that none of that was true. Well, that was the criteria they used to come. So if none of that's true, then why are they still messing with me? And that's kind of the case we've got, right? I've got to jump through all these hoops. I've got to do everything just right, or I'll never see my little girl again. I'm a terminal patient, so I don't have very much longer to live, maybe 5, maybe 8 years at the most. And so every day that's robbed from me may equal months for someone else or something of that nature. But every day they rob from me is, you know, because of the shortened lifespan that I have to deal with, means a lot more. And to base it on false pretenses, to base it on drug use that wasn't happening, to base it on those kinds of things is completely out of line. This should have been over with the moment they got UAs from both of us and they were clean. And they've had those for a while now. So I'm not exactly sure when this is going to be dealt with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I suppose in the meantime, what basically happens is they try to keep as much stress on you as humanly possible so as to destroy you. That's the thing. 90% of all illness is caused by stress. And so what they're doing is they're trying to stress out a sick man by making him jump all these hoops, taking his kids. It's like basically as if you were a victim of the mafia. The medical mafia, the social parasite patriot mafia. That's what's going on here. People need to realize that this kind of element does exist in our society, and it's attacking good people left, right, and center.
And the thing you have to be most careful of is who you're around. Apparently, I'm about the fourth person this guy, Cope Reynolds, from Southwest Shooting Authority, has set up. And so you've got these people in the movement, right, that just are there waiting to turn you into the authorities. Even if it isn't true or not, that's what this guy did. So, but they're taking our kids, and when they take our kids,
that's
what parent isn't going to do whatever they can to get their kid back? You know, I'm sure they thought that I was going to make this a giant media splash and all these kinds of things, and that just hasn't been the case. And they've got a little jail cell set up for me out here, right? I'm in a motel room. They're following me everywhere I go. And, you know, they're just waiting, right? And every little thing that happens, they're just waiting. They just think that, I don't know, maybe they've got a Timothy McVeigh here or something or not. And that's just simply not the case. Even though that I'm out here, I'm separated from my family. I'm not allowed to see my daughter yet. I'm not allowed to see, I can be with my wife, but my wife has to find somewhere for my daughter to be. Oh, we see each other. Well, my daughter was so traumatized for the 11 days that they had her that anytime my wife leaves the room, she goes crazy. You know, she freaks out. She gets scared to death. So Basically, they've set up a little prison for me out here. They're just waiting. That's their idea. They think this guy is going to crack, this guy is going to do this, and it's simply not the case. The entire deal were the side effects from the Pegasus, which is the name of it, Pegasus, interesting name, right? And the amounts of stress they heaped on me when they stole the network and then they stole my baby. They figured, okay, we're going to get the kind of reaction we'd like so we could come under, after the rest of the Patriots. Well, I'm afraid to say this, right? They really don't need to come after us after this incident. If people that claim to be patriots can turn around and use the government as a weapon for nothing more than greed, then to me, there's no movement. There just can't be.
It's no longer a movement. It's in fact a cause. And some people.
I don't think it's even a cause. The opportunity to make money off the movement, and anybody who's truly interested in freedom is an enemy of that, because eventually the system will break down if enough people wake up to the fact their constitution is being subverted. So they don't want it to end. They want things to keep going so they can make money, they can sell gold, they can sell silver, they can sell their name, who they are. You know, they're in it to make a buck. And if they're in it to make a buck, then they never, ever can actually do something, right? Because if they did, it would break down their mechanism to make a buck. And that's what this was all about. A good half of my network was telling the truth. And it's very unfortunate that one of the best truth tellers on my network was persuaded in this plot against me. And I'm pretty sad about that, because one of the calls came from Durango, Colorado. And that means either Eric Lovely or the person that put him on the property, Hollyhock, is one of the people that called DHS on me.
And I was very
saddened by that.
Hold on. I wanted to go back and talk about the Watchman Network. I mean, how big is it? How was it run? And how many years' work did you put into it?
We were up to about 2 million listeners a month, which is pretty good. And somewhere in the 50,000 range on Alexa, because it was a fairly, you know, the station was about a year old. I think next month it would have turned a year old. But at 2 million listeners a month, that's a very good dollars project, right? People look at that and you can sell. And so the idea was to either get me to take an extended break and then swipe the network, or something along the lines of setting me up. And that's kind of how it went down. Somebody raised their hand, Cope Reynolds, and so I'm the fourth guy Cope Reynolds has set up. He's admitted in an email that he did it, and then he lied to do it. And apparently North Pal is going to put that video out with that email in it, because they wanted to snatch the network, and they stand. And in reality, because of the side effects I was having, I probably should have took at least a month off. At least that month long to let my gastroenterologist stop the treatment like she did. And it took about 3 weeks to recover, and they were scared that I was just going to drop dead. Because, you know, a sudden heart attack or sudden stroke are the most common if you treat somebody in combination with the medications I was on. So 4 more weeks of treatment, I would have just keeled over dead.
You're pushing him over the edge.
There's well-documented evidence that the medical industry is a big, big killer in America. I think it's the third leading cause of death is through properly prescribed medication. It occurs to me, of course, that you're being attacked from all sides. You know, you've got CPS on the one side, you've got the cops haranguing you, you've even been tasered by a Walmart security, so I hear. It's just ashes and fire all around you, mate. You must feel like you're in a living hell.
As a matter of fact, I do, right? But one of the things I have is faith in God to do the right thing. At the beginning of this, I thought there was no hope at all. And then, bam, after a week, they had to release me. It's a medical condition release because they didn't want me to die in their jail, because they had talked to my doctor. Well, my doctor is making a statement about the side effects and things like that. So it looks like everything is going to be taken care of, because there are some people in this world that still have a conscience and know right from wrong. And I appreciate that. Unfortunately, it's difficult for me to want to again talk to people about what's going on when some of the very people who claim to be in charge are the most responsible for sending people like me who are telling the truth to jail. In other words, our own movement eats itself. And
why?
As long as that happens, we are in big trouble. We're in huge trouble, not just here in America, but around the globe. If they can do the kind of thing they did to me from five states away, you know, we're talking several thousand miles away, these complaints were made from people that had never been to my home, never even really been to my state in their entire life. And to have the government decide from thousands of miles away to come and raid a house like they did to me, it's amazing to me. It is utterly astounding. So hopefully things get set right and set right soon. If they don't, well, you know how there is no real justice. So
I say, because you were kind of keeping it on the hush hush from everybody, Doc. I say that this is the reason why it needs to get out. Okay, so that people are at least can warn others that this could happen to them, because this type of stuff is nothing new to my knowledge. It happens to a lot of good patriots all over the place. They get set up by fellow members of the movement or by the cops or by the medical establishment. I know somebody who went to a mental institution for saying 9/11 was an inside job. And indeed, in the United States, you can now be institutionalized for saying that the Federal Reserve is private.
And we'll be finishing off that interview in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. It's the very first time that Doc has chosen to appear on radio since these things started happening to him. And something that the New World Order does to you that forces you to retreat inwards, to become very ill, and to pursue solitude instead of help. And I see this happening to a lot of my friends. You know, they always get under the pinge of the New World Order. I had a friend of mine getting put into a mental institution. And those people are the most rights-violating, dope-you-up-for-no-good-reason scum you will ever see. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back after this very short break.
looked at him and I told him, I said, well, you know, they put it in the entertainment section that Timothy Geithner said we were going to have utter collapse in the review of the series that HBO created documenting the financial collapse. He said we were imminent to have another one. I said, so is that a conspiracy theory? Is it a conspiracy theory that we're stuck in a depression in America? I said, is that a conspiracy theory? I said, is it a conspiracy theory to tell people to store food? Because I hate to tell you, but from G. Gordon Liddy all the way up to Glenn Beck, all of them are saying the same thing. They're just a little bit late to the party. So are they conspiracy theorists? You know, I said, I'd like to know what you consider to be a conspiracy theorist. Because I'm just analyzing data, talking about it, and huge difference there. So at any rate, you know, or like Ross Epperson says, he's a conspiracy realist. So it's one of those kinds of things where this is the kind of weapons they're going to use against you. And I know there's been endless emails from people saying, you know, well, you've got to come back, you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. And I, and my answer to them is, here I sit, okay? I'm in a motel. I can't see my own daughter. They're holding my family hostage. They're holding me hostage to the point to where I don't have any choice but to do what they tell me to do. And that's kind of the nature of how it works. And some folks would say, well, I just wouldn't do it. And, you know, if they had 8 years to live at maximum, and they had a little girl they'd like to see at least go to high school before they're gone, then my answer to them would be, you do exactly what they told you to do to get your daughter back.
Well, don't hold on a second here. I wouldn't say that you've probably got 8 years to live. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, but I do know that medical professionals kill a lot of people, especially with their diagnosis and their prescription medications, which they don't even know the side effects or combinations of side effects of, and wind up hurting a lot of people. This has happened to you. Now, I wanted to broach this subject because recently I've just made an episode of my television show, Mr. News, Swine and Needles, and the premise of it is you can cure an awful lot of very, very dangerous high-level viruses, whether it be cancer viruses or any other form. If it's a virus, doesn't matter. High dose intravenous vitamin C, HDIVC. It's been exposed in a recent case here in New Zealand where a guy was dying of swine flu. He basically was on a iron lung in a coma. They gave him a injection of this, of 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C straight into the veins. And for the first time ever, they started to see air in his lungs instead of all this fluid. Then he started to get rapidly better. And then they go, oh, well, we'll just stop giving him the treatment. And then he got rapidly worse. It's the same story over and over again. Whenever any intravenous vitamin C is applied to a virus, you put it in a test tube, the virus gets wiped out. And I think that that's something that we really need to look in for you, Doc, as well, because what a lot of these doctors do is they give you a death sentence because they don't know that the other medically approved practices are available that can cure any kind of condition. And it's an approved medicine here in New Zealand, the same as it is in the United States, and it's available privately.
That's good to know. I had never heard of that before. And I have to tell folks, right, that the one thing they really need to do before they ever agree to do anything, because they're not going to tell you exactly what the medication does, is you have to pull out the FDA sheet. And when you read about what it says it will do to you, regardless of what they say the percentages are, because you're going to experience some or all of them to some extent or another. And that's the reason some of these inserts are pages long, or fold out, like the one from the Pegasus, interesting name again, folds out to where it's about 6 feet tall, just a little bit shorter than me when I fold it all the way out to the floor. When you read about Pegasus in combination with ribavirin, and you look at what it's going to do to you, and then you see these things, you don't see them, but people around you experience them. And then you see the drugs that multiply those side effects. And if you're on those as well, you're in big trouble because they don't want to admit that that's the cause because of civil liability. So even if you experience the problems that drugs say you're going to have, your doctors will attempt to deny it because of all of the tort claims in America. In other words, If you're out to make a buck, and most people are these days, your doctors are not going to support you simply because of the lawyer, sue, bling, bling, I'm going to make $1 million mentality. To get them to tell the truth, you've got to convince them that you're not out to sue them first. And I think that's the hardest part of everything, is convincing them that you just want justice, that you're not in it for monetary compensation, just to put your life back together. And that's the hardest part of everything, because everything that happened to me is listed on the side effect sheet from top to bottom, front to back, everything that happened to me.
That's my advice for anybody taking any medication of any kind, is you look at the side effect sheet. In New Zealand, we don't even have them on our medications.
Yeah, that's crazy, because at least they give them to us here in America. They don't tell you about them, and most people just take what their doctor gives them. But you've got to read that sheet, because if something happens and it fits, then there, you know, you've got to push the issue, because when 4 out of 10 people that have my condition experience side effects that include, number one, 40% homicide or suicide or homicide ideation or aggressive tendency, loss of coordination, loss of vision, to the point of having blurred or double vision, when those are certain to happen, 4 out of 10 people, and then they're multiplied by 5 times when in combination with other drugs that you're on, in which case I was on 2 of them on the list without them knowing, then the side effects include death, almost 100%.
This is the problem, is we're not talking about side effects, we're just talking about the effects of these drugs, okay? As far as I'm concerned, these are the intended effects, because there are millions of people all across America. Apparently there's something like a third of America are doped up or more or something. I have no idea, but it's a huge amount of people. Everybody's got their own psychiatrist. Everybody's taking the latest Vicodin, latest this, that, and the other. It is just completely out of control, because all of these side effects are basically the only effects that you see on people. You don't see any of the stated positive effects at all. You only see the side effects.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how a drug could have FDA approval that actually causes 4 out of 10 people to attempt to kill themselves or attempt to kill someone else.
Well, that would be because the FDA approval board consists of a bunch of individuals who all have between 1 and 14 financial connections to the pharmaceutical industry. And essentially what's happened is big pharma industry has bought out FDA approval panels. So they approve everything. There's supposed to be 3 stages of drug approval, and the third one being human testing. And at the moment, they don't do human testing. They do it on the public.
That's correct. And it makes you then have to look at some of these incidents that have happened. Makes you want to look back and see if they were on this drug or that drug, how that was set up. Because I got to tell you, it was a real chore with me and my wife to get my doctor to do the right thing. I called her 2 or 3 times because I have to tell you, a lot of what happened to me, memory loss and small brain hemorrhage is part of the side effects. And so you have what are called microstrokes that affect your memory. And there's about 2 weeks of time where I only see in flashes. I remember being tasered. I remember being kicked. Everybody saw the picture of me with my eyes beaten and swollen shut and my whole face kind of peeled off. Now, that was kind of all over the internet. And that's from getting beaten 3 times in 4 nights by the police here because of Cope Reynolds at Southwest Shooting Authority and because of the call from Durango, which would have to be either Eric Lovely or Dan Howley. One of those two had to have called, because the number belongs to them. A lot of people don't understand, when something happens and the law is involved, you get what's called discovery given to you by your attorney. So I've got the entire discovery. I know who called. I know what time they called. I know exactly every single word they used. And I have to tell you, I'm very surprised by the people that call. You know, a lot of people know Sweet Tina, too, on the internet. She's one of them. She called from Texas. And, you know, that would be Tina Sullivan. And, of course, Eric Lovely or Dan Howley, one of those two called from Durango. And it was all put together by Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority, who claims to be some kind of patriot. Turns out I'm the 4th guy he's attempted to put in jail, and he's been successful 2 out of those 4 times. So And I spent a week in jail because of him before they released me, pending charges, sitting. And I really can't discuss too much the circumstances around that, other than they were gun parts, not whole guns, and they're attempting to manufacture a case against me. So I can say that much, but my attorney's pretty confident that they can't. But that was the intent, right? They wanted to have their footage of their Waco footage to put it on the internet to demonize the movement. They just couldn't get that out of me. It didn't work that way. One of the things, the fact is I'm kind of a law and order kind of guy. I don't see anarchy as an answer. My answer was to flee, simply because I had no support. It was just me. So we were going to flee. And in the process of attempting to do so, to put the funds together to do so, everything came apart. So that's kind of how it went for me, simply because I knew there was no support from the Patriot Movement. I knew that there's a lot of people that say there will be no more free Wacos and this or that, but in reality, that's not true. They're not going to come to your support. They're not even going to bother to find out the truth. They're just going to believe whatever common thing is posted, and that's what's happened to me. As for right now, I've got to work within the system to get my ability to be with my family back, because they have us separated. That's really the agenda right now. Because there's no support from the Patriot Movement, because there really is no movement, I have to work within the system, a corrupt system that stole my child to get their way. And that's really sad, but that's the way it is.
Well, I think in these kind of times, you really need to reach out, Doc. And I think what's happened is that you've had your hand bitten and then you've retreated inwards. And now you're just kind of rotting all alone and under threat, man.
Well, it's kind of that way, right? I'm kind of stuck. There's not much I can do about it. You know, the people that have attacked me, they did it. They had about a month to plan it, put it together. And it was people I never expected to do it. So I guess my best advice to anyone out there that's part of any group is you need to look at the people that are around you. Look at the kind of things they do and realize that if they do it now, they will do it when everything goes bad. They will be the guys hunting you down. They will be the guys setting you up and turning you into the government to get what they want, because they're already doing it now. And if you think they're going to change all of a sudden later, you know, people like Cope Reynolds, if you think he's going to suddenly be a patriot after turning so many people into the authorities, then you lost your mind. You've simply lost your mind, because if they're turning you in now, they will turn you in forever for profit.
I think that's absolutely
true. That's the way it is, man.
Yeah. And it's just a terrible situation, the whole thing. When you walk into a doctor, these are the kind of things that you need to know before the doctor even opens their mouth. or at least in my experience, being as cynical as you possibly can won't go too far amiss either.
You know, the local papers and local networks kind of wanted to run this story, right? And I've kind of backed away from them, too. They're the only people I've talked to.
Yeah, I think you should push it out in every single conceivable direction, man. I'm saying, you know, an attack on one is an attack on all of us. And if somebody thinks that they're just going to, you know, come in and pull dirty crap like that without a fight back, without recompense, without retaliation, without any form of justice, you know, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, right now, justice seems to be far away, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's because it's being taken from you systematically from every direction, mate. I understand.
And let me tell you, between me and my wife, right, it isn't like I have to live in this motel separated from them. So they're harming my child financially. They're harming us. You know, we don't have any way to reach out to people, because they've set it up to the point where every last cent we have is spent on just surviving, just having basic necessities, you know, and those are running short. At $200 a week in a motel, which, you know, that's gonna tax anybody that doesn't have any secondary form of income like me or my wife. And so we're at the barest of necessities. We can't reach out to the papers or whatever. And the local papers, I don't feel will run a straight story. I feel like they'll come talk to me, they'll run bits and pieces of what I said, and frame it up for me to look like Timothy McVeigh. And that's just not the way it is. You know, there's rumors out there was some big standoff and things like that. That didn't happen. The fact of the matter is that somebody sent me the money to move. And when they came, you know, we
started throwing things together to get the heck out of there. Well, being a man of my word, I was dropping him off what belonged to him. And there's only one way you can do that with these certain parts, and they must go through a dealer. They were taken apart by a gunsmith, and they were on, you know, half of the things were already in Indiana. There's a very good chance that the charges against me are going away simply because what they got were just some parts. I can't really go into it more than that, but the fact of the matter is that was the setup. That's the big setup. That was what they did. The way it's going to be.
Extend your life with Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
To me, and we were just trying to leave. I guess because I was the very first person that broke Fast and Furious in the news media. I was the guy. And if you notice, Fast and Furious is front page news these days on C-SPAN, on ABC, CBS, CNN. And so to have covered that for 2 months before it happened, and my feeling is the people involved in that have a heavy hand in what's going on with me. In other words, if you're going to get us, we're going to get you kind of mentality. And the lack of support from the Patriot movement is the reason they knew they could do that, because people like me talk about what's really going on that turns into real news where real folks in high places could get in trouble. They're going to come after you. And you have to know that. You have to be ready for that. And we thought we were, but obviously we were not. But when they came for me, because somebody's going to pay for Fast and Furious or Gunwalker or whatever you want to call it, somebody's going to pay for that. And when you break that story and make it front page news like I did, then they're going to come after you, especially if they know you don't have the resources to resist them. So that's what they did. That's my feeling on this whole thing. And they don't play fair. They're not going to get you on reality. They're going to create something. They're going to use someone that they've actually put in your midst, like Colt Reynolds, who sets people up all the time.
I'm sorry, but you sound like the personification of Saddam Hussein and Iraq. It's something completely made up. And completely had people coming in from all directions just taking you out.
That's kind of how it went, man. They really thought they could make some money off it. And, you know, I've refused to turn over the network, and so now they're doing their own thing. Still demonizing me when the facts prove that everything they said was a lie.
What's happening with the network now? What's it doing? Is it just shut down?
Kind of on hold, right? I mean, I was the Watchman.fm. And until I make it through these troubles right here, I can't really turn it back on. There's no way I can do the show. There's no way that we can turn it back on. They've gone and attempted to steal the sponsors and everything else and move it over to their network unsuccessfully. They've gone after my guests. My guests won't appear on their show. So people know what's going on. And to me, it's important to understand. It's important to understand that if people have an agenda, they're around you, and they attempt to be about freedom of speech but stifle some of it, then you're not around the right people, because if those people ever got in charge, there would be no First Amendment. There would be some set of rules like the government is attempting right now to put in place to stifle your freedom to talk about certain things, whatever those things may be, whatever your view might be on the Middle East, which happens to be what the problem was at the Watchman. They didn't like my web guy's view on Middle East peace. Basically, took the Zionist view. To me, I've always been in the middle of that, right? I've always been for the right of Israel for self-determination. But on the other hand, not at the expense of slaughter or a caste-type society. And not at the expense of the American Constitution. When it was written, there was no Israel. And to me, to have them have an undue effect on our economy, along with any other ideology, you know, I want to include them all, from communism all the way down. I'm against it. I'm a constitutionalist. I want the constitution to be the supreme law of the land, which grants everyone equal rights. So, on the other hand, you know, we have these folks who want to support Mideast policy that includes subjugating people or mowing down their homes with bulldozers or things like that that are not compatible with constitutional right, you know, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for everyone. So to me, no matter what ideology, from Muslim ideology to Zionist ideology to communist, whatever, doesn't apply in America. We have a constitution. And that's the ideology that applies. And when I said that to John and Cope and the rest of the folks when they were angry at my web guy that built the entire site practically for free, put in like 14 hours a day, they got angry and decided to come after me, which tells me they have an agenda. Or people are paying them for their agenda, or they hope to be paid for their agenda. And that's not freedom. That's not constitutional. That's nothing more than greed and helping the destruction of America. And so that's, you know, you have to look very closely at what people believe, what their real agenda is. You know, they may tell you they're for freedom, but the moment you say freedom is constitutional and other nations' ideologies and religions and whatnot have no basis here in America, you'll find out who they really are. And it's a sad thing, but it's a fact. And those folks will come after you if you don't agree with them.
Well, you know, I think that we kind of have to pull together on this, Doc, and give you as much exposure as possible. And I don't know if you'd be open to it, but I think maybe even Danny Romero and American Freedom Radio might be able to help you to at least broadcasting something on through the Watchman or something. I don't know. But, you know, there's the ability there to broadcast out to heaps of people with such great content that The Watchman has. I mean, reruns and everything would be simple enough or anything. I don't know. But I just see the whole thing as just basically a big freaking tragedy, and I just want to help in any way I can. And initially just try to get the word out there that this has gone on, and hopefully some bring some help your way.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I got to tell you, as things progress, I'll definitely have more to say, and I'm not sure if reruns even exist. There were people that had access to archives and things like that. I'd have to get with my web guy and find out, but I think that would be absolutely fantastic as this goes on. And, you know, I got to tell you, Vinny, it gets rough. You find out who your friends are when things come down and who they aren't. And sometimes you get very surprised by who your friends are and aren't. I mean, when it came to Eric and, you know, Eric Lovely, I spent 2 years building him up. He was my first interview I ever did. So to find out that his phone number was one of the numbers that called and did this was probably the deepest wound that I had, because I spent over 2 years with him across three different networks, and he knew me. He knew who I was, he knew what I was about, and you'd think that he would have called me and said, hey, you know, I'm concerned. And that would have gave me some indication that the side effects were happening, because the person having them doesn't know. And I'd have been able to say something and at least stop it sooner. I mean, I came very close to death before my doctor panicked and stopped it. You know, she panicked, she freaked out, she stopped the treatment. And for 3 weeks, I could have died any moment. I mean, just boom, drop dead. Heart attack or stroke. And, you know, they didn't want to have me. It's funny. Nobody wanted me in their facility when that was going on. Not the police, not the sheriff, not the jail, not the doctor. Nobody wanted me in their custody if that happened. So, you know, they put me out here, and by the grace of God, I seem to have pulled through it. I don't know. There's still 3 more weeks where something could happen. I spent one night in the emergency room with some serious chest pain. I've had a massive heart muscle degradation from it and liver inflammation. And so it's a scary prospect. Anything could happen over these next 3 weeks.
I think you really need to be eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables, man.
Those are expensive, man.
Oh,
and that's it. I'm in a motel, right? Until they say I can be with my family again, they're holding my family hostage. You have to understand that. They're holding my family hostage. And my little baby, my 2-year-old, she's what's important. So she gets the fruits and vegetables. She gets the fresh milk. She gets her, you know, everything paid so that she has a roof over her head. And I live off whatever's left, because that's what a father does. They look out for their family. And I can't afford fruits and vegetables or things like that and still make sure that my baby has the quality of life that's necessary for her to have a decent life. So, you know, they're willing to traumatize my baby, who cries for me every single night, in order to get their way. And there's no father out there that's not going to do the same thing I'm doing. There just isn't. They're not going to sacrifice their kid for people that aren't even willing to back them up. And, you know, if out-of-state complaints, if I can call Florida and say your kids are in danger and Florida will come and swipe your children, there is no safety in America for free speech. There's not. And that's the scariest thing people have to understand, is that they will take your children from you. They will. For no other reason but people making up claims. And even when you prove those claims false, they're not going to give your children back. They're going to give them back with conditions so they can watch you, so they can be in your life, so they can come and snatch your child at any time. And that's what's happening with me. And there's not much I can do about it without any kind of support. There really isn't.
Yeah, well, I've got quite a Rolodex, so you know I'm gonna be flicking through and seeing what kind of support we can bring you over there. Also, that's my 1 year anniversary show. The Vinnie Eastwood Show has made it through its very first year alive. Thank goodness. I'm gonna put that into a YouTube video format as well. And I presume you've got a email address. That's the minimum that I can do. The other side of it is other people. For example, we can get you in contact with people who can give you some intravenous vitamin C so they can clear your health up. And that's very cheap. It's only like $10 a bottle kind of thing.
Awesome.
So that'll solve that problem. There's also the issue of the Watchman Network, and I think that it should, well, I don't know, maybe even just be used to broadcast American Freedom Radio in the meantime and bring you in some advertising revenue or something so that can help finance what's going on here.
Yeah, that would be great.
And
yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
This July 4th, come join patriots from all across the great land in eastern Pennsylvania for Freedom Palooza, a three-day festival of music and great speakers. Come party with the likes of former Congressman Jim Trafficant,
man, they railroaded that guy,
Mark and Rose.
Say, I saw him in Freedom of Fascism.
You want great rock?
We got it.
How about the most influential, hardest-working band in the movement today, Poker Face?
We got the Amaro,
Fern the Ballad,
and Killer,
Doug Hall,
Front Your Enemy,
The Grunts,
Kinetic Blue,
Secret System Band,
Scrap Metal Bomb,
Rebel Inc.
Man, that's a lot of bands.
Camp out under the stars along the Delaware River like our founding fathers did before the Battle of Trenton.
What else are you going to do this 4th of July?
Sit around with family members you hate?
Listen to your fat uncle tell the same stories he tells every year?
No way, man.
I'm going to Freedom Palooza.
Go to freedompalooza.com
for all the details.
That's freedompalooza.com.
Freedom Palooza.
Freedom Palooza.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
We really need some kind of help here because we've exhausted our savings, our prep food and things like that because of this. If anyone's ever had to maintain two separate households, whether it's at a mandate of the government or whether they've just decided to, will understand what I'm talking about. Especially if you're, you know, you don't make a ton of money, and we don't. So, you know, it's been, you know, that's why people have said, where is he? You know, why isn't he answering or things like that? Well, I just can't afford to. I don't have the internet where I am. It's not possible for me to do right now. So I'm having to deal with things. I'm being dictated to, and I have no other option. I wish that I did. And hopefully this will create some more options with some more people so they can understand the truth of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Doc. Well, I think that's the place that we'll have to leave it here for this hour. And thank you very much. And we'll see what kind of support we can get for you.
All right. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
And welcome back. You may have some reservations about, well, talking about such a serious topic. And my response to that is you really do need to discuss these things if you're ever going to get over them. Society has to come to grips with the poignant fact that scum in very high places, mind you, because if you look at a pond, the scum doesn't go to the bottom, it certainly floats to the top, have seized control of society. And the main pillars of control are those of direct force. In our society, they facilitate the specters of police and various other uniformed officials, including those with white coats of varying degrees, sizes, and forms. However, there are the lower level people who some in the truth movement who refer to them much like the elite do. And I kind of include myself in this category, and it's a habit that should probably stop. You just kind of call them the slaves, you know, the brain dead slaves. Everybody knows that a slave is a slave, you know, because a slave is a slave and they like to behave. So I had a conversation about this with my good friend Will Ryan. And he'd recently encountered a very, scumbaggery type called Nick Smith. And I'd recently had some comments on YouTube that were really annoying, and I thought it prudent to let everybody in on this conversation here.
Sometimes you kind of need to take the enemy, and one thing I really wanted to discuss with you is your encounter with Nick Smith, our sinister of climate change.
Yeah, you know, I got a heads up that Nick Smith was coming to a town hall on the 1st of June to discuss the RMA, the Resource Management Act, and I thought, well, you know, I've read all about his climate change emission trading scheme and thought I'd better take my concerns to him. Federated Farmers and other lobby groups have been hit with, you know, the equivalent of billions of dollars worth of tax through this fraudulent scheme based on CO2 being a pollution and a pollutant. And so I thought I'd take my concerns there. Knowing full well there'd be a pack of sharks there willing to defend him. But, you know, we can't be too afraid of those people, have any.
Well, you know, they're just scum, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt they're not, you know, and I hope they listen to the show and they kind of see the error of their ways and don't just want to pick errors in us.
Oh, come on, Will. You know, be realistic. See, you know for a fact that basically all they're going to do is just repeat propaganda that they've already said before and insult you, and if that fails to convince you, then they'll threaten you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And they did try bullying tactics at this town meeting. It's now come out that WHO has admitted that cell phones do cause cancer, or is at least a very real threat. We all knew that for years, didn't we, Vinny? There's been Israeli studies, Japanese studies.
This is the funniest thing. The Australian Research Foundation, a government organisation, said that all the data packets and everything were going to cause 2 billion cases of brain cancer by the year 2020. That was censored out of all media with the exception of one publication, the New Delhi Times, right?
Yeah,
And get this, the list that they've now put cell phones on as possible cancer causes includes DDT is a possible cancer cause.
Yes, yeah, they're in category B now. And that's the joke. Like you say, it came out in the Delhi press how this non-ionizing radiation affects the endothelial cells that are the cells in the walls of blood capillaries in the brain. And it can cause mutations and therefore cancers and whatnot. And there were some good people at this town meeting anyway taking these concerns to the Minister Nick Smith. And, you know, Nick said he hadn't even heard the news that everyone else had heard that the other day. It was like a headline, throughout the New Zealand press. But anyway, Nick Smith claimed not to know about that. And then all these National Party just whores, you know, just circling around with their hands in on their face going, oh, why do we have to listen to these hippies and that? And they ended up running out like 3 people from this meeting. And so when I put my concerns on climate change, on emissions trading scheme, what effectively is a carbon tax here in New Zealand, I knew that the bullies, not so much Nick Smith, but all the bullying little lackey wannabes, Michelle Bogue, former National Party president and now PR campaign managers, you know, I knew that they were going to come after me. And sure enough, they did. I was told by the former National Party president to leave the hall. To leave the public hall and that I couldn't do what I want with the tape without consulting her. If you're filmed in a public place, look, the government's got cameras everywhere spying on you. You don't care. But one activist, you know, who's trying to do their part for journalism in New Zealand puts a camera in a room where there's a couple of MPs are, you know, it's kind of relevant, and all of a sudden you're told you can't film here and I don't want my image displayed and all this upright nonsense. What do you think of that, Vinny? What's the hypocrisy?
Well, I think it's more the fact that they don't like people questioning what they want. It's like if your goal is to, well, let's just call a spade here. If the whole country over and you don't give an F about any of the people in it, You don't want anybody opposing you. You don't want any opposing viewpoints, because that way you've got plausible deniability. Hey, I didn't know that I was an evil frickin' scumbag selling out the entire country because of a myth. Get out of here. I don't want you to rain on my parade of frickin' destruction.
I mean, they just don't like anyone. It's just the left or the right, none of them likes people with facts. I mean, you bring up that CO2 makes up less than 4% of greenhouse gases. That over 95% of greenhouse gases is water vapor, and they're just like, oh, straight away they're going conspiracy theorist, talking about the composition of the atmosphere.
Isn't that funny? As soon as you reveal a detail, any detail of any kind that is not establishment approved, stamped, and broadcast on mainstream media, you're a conspiracy theorist, and you're dangerous.
I could talk details about, Formula One or car engines or gas turbine engines, technical details that I'm interested in and know, and people are like, cool, man, that's really interesting. You're really informed. Then you talk technical details about how governments operate, and they're like, you're really mental. You need to be examined, and you need to have your head checked.
See, the problem
you see what I mean?
Their vested interest. Well, it's more the fact that they're translating you telling them a crazy fact as you being crazy.
Yeah, they can't accept the world as mad. The world's odd. It's just these really odd people who've got these strange ideas that, secret societies and bankers and stuff run the world. They actually have power. Because I just thought they were in movies. And anyone who talks about them is just watching too many movies, and they need to go get an education like me and become a doctorate of the environment.
It grinds on you to a certain degree. Don't you think that you're trying to do something good and positive for humanity, and the people who you're trying to help are your biggest enemies?
I mean, New Zealand is the only country in the world paying for this emission trading scheme. We don't receive carbon credits for the millions of DOC, Department of Conservation protected mature forest we have. Brazil and Indonesia do. We don't get anything. So here I am talking about an economic concern, and the National Party people, who are meant to be for low taxation, for securing people's financial futures, they're attacking me for wanting to put more dollars back in people's pockets because of the scam. It's really odd, isn't it, Vinny? Like, that's the odd part of the world. That's the crazy part for me.
Yeah, well, and I sent you a message back to the comment section of a video I made. Corruption campaigner arrested, New Zealand Mr. News. This is when Vince Seymour, a corruption campaigner in the courts, was thrown in jail after he returned home, after they've held a trial of him in his absence while he was around the world traveling, right? And this guy comes on, and it beguiles belief that for some reason I'm some description of pariah, and I'm making things up because I'm telling people what's actually wrong with the place that I actually went out there and did the video or whatever. It's beyond ridiculous. This is what he said. He said New Zealand is first equal with Singapore and Denmark as the least corrupt country in the world. This type of reporting that tries to find fault where no fault lies is pathetic. You people don't seem to get it. The vast majority of the New Zealand public doesn't share your views and would knock you into extinction if you actually tried to push your crap onto us.
I mean, that is so offensive and wrong on so many levels, I don't even know where to begin, other than to euthanize the guy. I mean, these sons of bitches, honestly, they're just running around everywhere, and they run this country. I mean, they're in your local mail center. I mean, they're just everywhere, these scum. I mean, it's sad.
My response to him was that the Transparency International is a corrupt organization that uses the corruption, quote-unquote, perception index for a reason, to get the dumbed-down masses that question nothing and put down those who are speaking the truth. Singapore is a police state and is run by one family that has appointed their members at the heads of all the major government organizations, and Denmark was a supporter of the Coalition of the Willing against its people's wishes during the Iraq invasion. Wake up, boy. And then he says to me, you sound exactly like the type of person who tries to find fault where no fault lies, as I mentioned previously. See, basically, when they get proven wrong, they seem to think that repeating themselves makes them right,
That's the number one rule of propaganda, isn't it? Repetition.
Yeah. And I suppose Somalia isn't the most corrupt country in the world then. Are we in New Zealand oppressed? Do police hold a gun to my head day to day? No, but they certainly hold guns to the heads of children in the street, as was the case in the October the 8th, was it? Or something, the terror raids, you know what I'm talking about, in 2008, where they surveilled an entire town without any frickin' illegal judge's warrants, yeah, and seven out of the nine warrants were ruled by Judge Winkleman to be ruled, you know, unlawfully issued.
October the 14th, 2007, off the top of my head, but yeah.
Yeah, see, there you go. And then he sealed the frickin' judgment so that the media wouldn't be allowed to report it, and then when Vince Seymour reported it, they throw him in effing jail. And this guy tells me that when not effing oppressed in New Zealand, okay?
I mean, here's what he doesn't get. This guy, there are so many New Zealanders who think just because we have nice bush and beaches and smiley-faced people that there's no tyranny. There are so many people like that who they have no perception of how societies are managed and integrated in a top-down way. Just none whatsoever. And here's how I'd argue with them. Just take one example here. If he thinks the country is so free and free of oppression, just take the argument of fluoride. Now, even if you think fluoride is good for your teeth, even if it doesn't give you dental fluorosis and leach to your bones, and even if it's not a toxic waste that can't be dumped in oceans and rivers but then finds its way there anyway in a second-degree fashion by running down the tap, running down the sink. So regardless of what your views on fluoride are, you cannot argue with me that the New Zealand government empowers individuals to have freedom of choice as to whether or not they put it in their bodies. Because it's not just in the water. When you get a can of baked beans, when you get some vegetables from the supermarket, it's likely been in contact with the stuff. It's been washed in the stuff. It's been prepared in the stuff. Your cereals, everything. So it's blanket laws, blanket rules. And you get these National Party people who think everything's fine, and at the same time they supposed to believe in right-wing ideals of individual responsibility and accountability and choice. And yet we have none of that. We have this big nanny state surveillance society that rams MSG and fluoride and aspartame down your throat. They don't even label half the stuff. I mean, just on a base food practical level, it's tyranny. Mm. And this guy can't argue with that. He just cannot argue with that. He probably just are not aware of that at all because he's too busy swilling down fluoride Steinlagers in front of the rugby.
Well, that's
son
right.
Of a bitch.
Well, he actually, you know, goes on to say, can I not go out at night time without being locked up? Funny how if I obey the law, no trouble comes to me, isn't it? You people are negative, jealous, tree-hugging communists, and I will never have a voice that matters in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, I hope communists don't have a voice that matters in New Zealand, but that fell flat on its ears when Helen Clark became our prime minister. Mm-hmm. the guy's retarded. I mean, he doesn't understand what tyranny is. Tyranny doesn't come in the form of some jackboot officer beating you upside the head and, you know, cuffing you to a tree and then raping your wife in front of you. I mean, that's not the only form of tyranny. I mean, it takes many, many forms, but it's just so sad. It's just so sad. I can go out and do anything I want. Oh, yeah. Within a framed paradigm, you can. You can buy any of the crap they want you to have. You can do anything you want, but as long as you touch, as soon as you touch a boundary, which are closing in all the time, by the way, with all the thousands of laws they pass in the middle of the night, as soon as you touch a boundary, you'll find out where the long arm of the law lies. You know, and then he goes, I just obey, and no one hurts me. Look, I'm not in trouble. I'm a good boy. I'm a good kid. I'm the teacher's pet. find out where the long arm of the law lies. You know, and then he goes, I just obey and no one hurts me. Look, I'm not in trouble. I'm a good boy. I'm a good kid. I'm the teacher's pet. That's how they get around. That's how they approach life.
Okay, well, I've actually, I want to read the comments out, like, just one section by section, because there's new comments now, and they're actually in full contradiction of what he said before. So I reply to him, and I say, no, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. If communists, if capitalists, the same corporate banking families finance the setup of both those false ideologies, and morons like you devote your lives to defending them and attacking them when they are from the same ilk, and both will enslave you and use your own mind against you. And he says, yeah, yeah, I'm enslaved, but is that the best you've got? Because the majority of people don't believe you, they must be wrong, and you are right. Have you ever actually lived in the real world, or are you wearing your tweed jacket tucked up safely in your university office where you've been since you got your BA? I'm not sure what your version of freedom is, but I know I have pretty good over here. And I mean, come on.
I've got it so good, you know. I drink Woodstock bourbons every night. You know, no one bothers me. I'm like true blue, you know, slob. Yeah.
So I say to him, okay, great. I've ambushed John Key, Helen Clark, Lucy Lawless, interviewed Ian Wishart, Tama Eti, and more stars and celebrities than you ever will in your life. I did it all without a university degree, as people who go into uni are dumbass scum like you. You are a moron and have no knowledge of geopolitics, Freemasonry, Agenda 21, Codex Alimentarius, or any of the current laws that are letting the communist UN take over of this country. Apathetic Shiite Muslims like you ensure its destruction. And he says, oh, angry chap, aren't you? I don't recall calling you a dumbass scum or a moron or an apathetic Shiite Muslim.
He said he needed to be made extinct. He called for your extinction.
You see, there you go. And it's the thing. As long as you keep talking to these people, this is what's good about open source conversations where everybody can read the conversation, is that everybody can see what he said and what I've said, and in every single sentence that he's doing, he's wrong because he's compromising everything that he's already said. So he's got no credibility. And he says, goes on to say, so this is what happens when your quote-unquote celebrities start to question your opinions. You resort to name-calling. This guy thinks he's a freaking celebrity all of a sudden. You resort to name-calling then as well. And this, of course, he started name-calling. It's no wonder people don't take your views seriously. You can't debate a topic without resorting to petty schoolyard insults. Are you guys some sort of gutter trash media like the New Zealand Truth? All sensationalism and no substance or credibility. So let me get this straight.
The truth talks about Freemasons all the time. The truth's always exposed in the New World Order. I mean, give us a break. What sort of convenience store theorist is this guy? Let's go through the magazine rack.
And I said to him, my apologies. When you accuse me of being from uni, wrong, being a communist, wrong, act in a totally sarcastic and put-down manner, you get what you deserve, mate. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the fire. I would die to save this country, and you wouldn't even do it to save your own family. That's the difference between you and me. Your life is worthless, and you haven't a clue what's going on, and you insult people like me because you're too cowardly to do it yourself. You fail. And he says, oh, now you're the one making incorrect assumptions, mate. You do that in quotation marks, of course, mate. You know nothing about who I work for, the people I help on a day-to-day basis, and the dangerous places I have been, and you have the audacity to say I wouldn't die for my family. I think I've been nice up to now, but F you and your pathetic crusade. You and your kind are worthless pieces of Shiite Muslim, and I wipe my shoes after tramping through mud. I hope you rot in hell, you disgusting maggot-brained oxygen thief. Now, Mr. I'm sorry, you're an angry chap, aren't you? I don't recall calling you a dumbass scum or moron or apathetic Shiite Muslim. I mean, see... this is the thing. These people are total hypocrites, total psychos. And when anybody actually shows them what they really are, they show themselves what they really are. And this is one point that I try to make a lot, Will, is that how do you expose a fascist? Is you make them act like it so that people can see them for what they truly are. And I think what you did with Nick Smith there is you're exposing fascism, using their own words and their own lies against them.
Well, look, I'd like to add this. I mean, genuinely, genuinely, I do care for people. You know, I don't think that just because someone disagrees with me that they're a scumbag, really. You know, I know I use the term quite a bit, but hey, it is fun. But some people really are, you know. But just because someone went to university doesn't make them a scumbag, or just because they disagree, or just because they're in the National Party or the Labour Party or whatever allegiance they have. But when people refuse to look at information, and then they categorize you and attack you, and when they do, like, I've had people do hours worth of looking at me, and I'm sure Vinny's had the same, hours worth of analyzing a nobody like me, when they could have spent half that time to understand a pivotal part of how the banking system creates money out of nothing and controls their life, and how mortgages are a complete joke beyond what people know them to be a joke, beyond they go, oh, yeah, I know they're a scam. No, they don't. You don't know people. I mean, and they could spend a quarter of that time. Imagine just spending 1 hour a week when they work 40 hours a week, 1 hour a week on some research. And then after 10 weeks, you might get somewhere. And then after another 10 weeks, you might be forming a bigger picture. Why don't people do this? What's wrong with them? That drive in people doesn't come from government, doesn't come from policies, it doesn't come from how much money you can throw at something. It's meant to be a human spirit. And so I do have a human spirit still. People like the guy who's spamming you, they just don't want to understand anything. They just want to go, hey, the country's fine, everything's fine because I'm all right, Jack, and you're moaning about stuff for the sake of moaning about it because you're a sensationalist and want attention. That's all they can come up with. Okay, so if you think we really want to burn ourselves up, have people hate us, go to all this effort, just research 24/7, looking up stuff, being attacked, all the name calling, how our whole lives changed because we want some weird attention from a bunch of sycophant know nothing freaks. I mean, that's a hell of a theory, man. That's a hell of a theory beyond any New World Order Illuminati one. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, man, seriously, man, this guy must believe in lizard creatures or something.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a seventh dimensional shape-shifting National Party supporter. Bro, but I mean,
this guy's from the Pleiades star cluster, clearly.
Oh, Sirius Pleiades, one of those, man. I mean, I just couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe I go to a public meeting and do what I think is a civic duty. You go there as a citizen. You're not paid. You go there to hold your politicians, you know, feet to flame. And I go there with facts, not just with like a whinging old something or other. And I have a former president of the National Party telling me, get out of here, hire your own hole. And yeah. And I have to remind her that both my grandfathers fought in World War II so that we could have these freedoms. Aren't there always the people who preach that stuff? Yeah. I mean, they don't know about the Nazis brought over to form the OSS and the CIA and all Operation Paperclip. They don't know anything about that, what the war was really about. But they're meant to believe that we have freedoms of rights here, and freedom of speech isn't what's popular. Popular speech doesn't need protection, and these sons of bitches are going to learn it this year.
Yeah, well, I think they've always had the opportunity to learn it any year. Well, if only they'd open their eyes. But the problem is, I think that they're so well mind controlled that even if it was put right in front of their face, even if Nick Smith came out and said, yes, I am a con artist. Yes, I took money to flip flop over the climate change issue. Yes, I'm trying to deindustrialize society to enrich myself. Yes, yes, yes. So what? If they came out and said that, nobody would care.
No, that's what I mean. These people, as individuals, they won't accept what's happened to a lot of people in this country in the name of tyranny. They won't accept what goes on behind the scenes. They really do need a government SWAT team to come and SWAT team them. You know, like that's what would be required.
Well, I think you're actually right, Will, because it is when you this guy actually makes a very interesting point. I haven't had a gun pointed to my head, therefore there's no tyranny. I didn't think no, seriously, this is actually a very interesting point, because I didn't think there was any tyranny either until I got arrested by the police.
Yeah, but tyranny can be banking tyranny. I mean,
No. It can be, but until it hits you right in the face, very few people will realize that there's anything going on.
Yeah, and these people, like I say, they would rather go on the attack against you or I or anyone else who's puts their foot out, yeah, then just do a small bit of research, just a tiny bit. Like, why don't we just send him the TSA Act? Why doesn't he have a look through that? I mean, why doesn't he have a look through modern money mechanics? Why doesn't he read some of the UN's documents going back to the Rio 1992 Rio summit? I mean, why doesn't he get a grip on reality instead of just sitting at home in the little bubble with a bunch of beers, thinking everything's all right? I mean, it's just such a waste of humanity. Such a waste.
But this becomes, of course, a big problem because you remember how I came up with the realization that sometimes in conversations you stop telling people what you think and you start telling them what they think. You know, you start telling them who they are, you know, like you're this, you're that, as opposed to this is what I think and I believe this, you know, and listening to each other, it becomes two people explaining to people that they know nothing, that they both know nothing about.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point. The reason why I think, I know I come to putting people in boxes and thinking I know everything about them, is because you get so many of the same people with the same comments, right?
They're archetypal.
Same rhetorical statements. Yeah, they are archetypal, and there's tenets about them. You can look on Facebook. I can look on Facebook now. I can go, oh, yeah, he likes Noam Chomsky. Oh, yeah, he's a bit of a leftist. Okay, he's probably going to disagree with me on climate change. And he's completely Darwinist, or he's this, that, and that. I can just look through their likes, what movies, what music even, and I can find typical status quo archetypes that they fit in terms of their worldview, anti-American and in terms of war, but doesn't realize that America itself is controlled by a banking monopoly from Europe, doesn't know about 1776 and all that war. I mean, you can just go through people's profiles on Facebook and almost throw everyone into boxes, and occasionally, like one in a thousand, you'll get a curveball. And I say to them, like, you get attached by those people, and you look up their names, and you see they're like part of New Zealand Skeptic Society, or, you know, and it's kind of like, throw me a new one. Why can't you be something different? Why have you guys got to be like lemmings?
Well, you know, and this is one of the arguments that we come up with about Mr. Martin Bomber Bradbury, is that he's basically completely, totally sold out in many ways. And this is the thing. When you're in the alternative media, and I think you kind of illustrated it earlier, Will, is that you basically, you get ridiculed, you have a hell of a lot of real annoying stuff to deal with, right? And you don't do it for no reason, okay?
Yeah, no, we all do it because we want to see real changes happen in this country. And this country is not perfect. And so why not try and make things better? No country is perfect, even if we are the top of the freaking corruption scale, I mean, or the bottom of it, however you want to look at it. I mean, even if we are, in a relative scale, the best of the rest, the rest are a lot of scum, okay? New Zealand's quite a good country. That doesn't mean we can't improve a lot of things that are utter madness. That's what needs to be said to that guy. Do you think that this country's perfect? And if it's not, then why can't I try and improve it in the ways I see that I can? And isn't that a better thing to do than be running around smoking pee and you know what I mean? There are so many people doing worse things in this country than even if he thinks you're wrong. Why not leave you alone on a good course? Why not leave me alone? Why not just let us be? Because I don't go to him. I don't go to his YouTube account and go, hey, scum, you know, you need to be extinct.
Well, you know, and I guess it's because they don't make any videos.
They don't have an opinion because I think people with opinions, they've swallowed that Kool-Aid. Everyone with opinions, an asshole, and, you know, they just, yeah. They're just a, you know, some sort of gay, or they're a geek, or they need to get a girlfriend or find a hobby or work 85 hours a week in some factory or something. I mean, or be incarcerated or finally killed. If you do something with your time that they don't like, ultimately they want you gone.
I suppose that's a good place to leave it, because that's the ultimate thing, is that you understand that they ultimately want you gone. Okay? It came down to the point, they don't care about you, and if they had the power to eradicate you, they would. Okay? And so it's like I always say, there's an old saying that any sufficiently advanced technology would appear as magic, and I say any sufficiently brainwashed individual is an enemy.
Totally, Vinny. Totally, Vinny. I'll just leave with the following comments on the subject of climate change. Anyone can look up global temperature averages and see that since 1998, the global temperature has been dropping, steadily dropping. And it was only in the last year that it kind of went up a little bit, you know. But it's been dropping by and large. And it's related to solar flares and 11.5-year solar cycles. You know, the sun drives most of the evaporation from the oceans, at least most of the CO2. I mean, so why can't people look up facts? Once again, these aren't conspiracy theories. These are just universal facts. Look them up before you come and attack us in the future.
Indeed.
Or face a big attack coming your way, because I, for one, won't back down, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, the gloves have bloody well got to come off some.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. and the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Time, and I say that time is and always actually has been now, and it's only when I get angry enough basically that I start to really do something about it. And I suppose anger is the great motivating factor, because an angry person will get a hell of a lot more done than a depressed person who feels like a slave. Thanks, Will.
And all of us are slaves in the boat together, so I mean, let's just all remember that.
Indeed.
Cheers, Vinny.
Be a slave and love it anyway. Cheers, Will.
Thank you.
All right, and there we go. Thank you, Will. And today's a very special day, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to play it a little bit understated, but today marks a crowning achievement. But, you know, I'm sure we'll surpass it in the future. We've been on air a year, 5 days a week, the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's quite an awesome moment to be sitting here and kind of cast your mind back and you think about all the amazing freaking guests that we've had on the show. Unbelievable. You know, fucking George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM, G. Edward Griffin, Webster Tarpley, there's all these, Jason Burmis, Rick Simpson, oh, my goodness, and the Kiwi collaborators. Whew. We've got some very, very informed people in this country and around the world who provide immense amount of information that is of great import to the future of the human species. And I make it my business to see to it that those people get the kind of media spotlight and spectacle and star treatment that they bloomin' well deserve. Many of them work tirelessly in the face of great opposition by copious quantities of slaves, CPS, and other assorted filth. And it seems that mainstream media just doesn't want to hear about it. Well, I do. The alternative media wants to hear about everything that's going on out there, because if you don't cover the small, little issues, they grow into larger ones. And it's only through a broad-based awareness of the world and the world around you, its inner workings, from individuals who have done the freaking research, not talking heads have been given a script by a frickin' spin doctor. That's what we want. And that's my mission, basically, is to just help everybody else out with their mission. You know, I called up Doc Bean yesterday in emergency type situation and just recorded an interview straight on the fly. He was initially reserved about the idea, and I said, look, Doc, you know, You've been keeping in the dark for so freaking long, and everything's getting progressively worse. You need to reach out. You need some freaking help, man. And if you can't help yourself, then I'll do it for you, okay? You know, period. That's what we need to really look to do for each other, you know? And I wonder what the rest of the people's excuse is, you know? I'm over in New Zealand, you know? Somebody else in New Zealand will go, like, what can I do? And I say that the idea is to not be the jack of all trades and do everything for everyone, but to be the jack of all jacks and to know a heck of a lot of really awesome people that are really, you know, talented in various areas and can help other people. That's all of this needs to really be about. And speaking of people that help out, my somewhat fabulous producer, Mr. Mitch Santel. When we started the show, I asked him to come and produce it for me. And we endured a lot of very annoying things and terrible situations, monetary and the otherwise. But I can say this here and now, nobody other than me has worked harder on this show than Mr. Mitch Santel. Mitch, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vinny, congratulations. Loaded with a microphone, a camera, and an idea on a napkin. Mr. News rose above the clouds to launch his show 1 year ago today. And remember that day, Vinny? I think it was like freaking 3 a.m. or something.
Oh God. Oh man. Don't take me back there, man. No.
Oh, my God.
You remember, like, far out. It was such hell on my girlfriend, man. We had to wake up to, like, this time of alarm at 3 o'clock in the morning to put earplugs in so that I could come out here and laugh and cackle and talk about genocide and the end of the world for 2 hours.
Pretty wild, man. What's really interesting, Vinny, is if you look at the last year, can you believe how much has gone on?
Oh, man, we've had the Gulf of Oil Cano crisis, the Fukushima crisis, the Christchurch earthquakes, the search and surveillance bill. Oh, my God. It has been huge. The TSA, you know, just imagine. That's what happens in the space of a year. Libya, Egypt, all of that, all of this Middle East unrest. All in the space of a year, Petrobras taking out New Zealand's oil reserves and things of that nature. Unbelievable this last year, man. And quite frankly, when you try to bunch it all together, it's just the mind reels, you know? You stop in mid-speech, your mind in mid-boggle.
I got to tell you, Vinny, the most profound moment for me over the last year, I must tell you, was about halfway through your interview where George Norrie was kind enough to come on your show. And the things that he said, I got to tell you, I was shocked. I never thought he would become that hardcore of a truther. You know what I'm saying? And some of the things that he had to say. And here's the great awakening that everyone who listens to this show each and every day, and we really honor and acknowledge Danny Romero and his son Dan Jr. and Adam, all of our affiliates, Kathy and Temecula, all the people that really show up each and every day to be a part of this show. Because we're at a point, ladies and gentlemen, that if we don't stand for something, we don't stand for anything. And this was the most amazing thing, and I just heard it the other day. I don't know that there's going to be a mass awakening. That's why, for me, I'm just storing food, Vinny.
Well, you know, I think that's prudent, and that's what you should be doing anyway. I mean, even if there is a mass awakening, there's still going to be food shortages.
I know. So, at the end of the day, you know, what are we going to tell our kids? You know, did we stand up for something? Did we do something? By the way, to everybody and anybody listening to this show, I want you all to know that we really do this show for you. There is no secret political agenda. Our agenda is that we don't have an agenda. And we always assume that what we know is wrong and we better find out. But I must tell you, the level of events and how quickly they're changing, it's like just unbelievable to me. You know?
Yeah. Well, and you know how I like to have fun with the show and stuff like that? Well, I occasionally do accents kind of thing, and I like to pay compliments to people. So I mean, here's a small clip of me paying some compliments to American Freedom Radio in an English toffee nose accent. Hold on 1 second here.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We have some very important announcements for you today. A shout-out to the crew! Of course, the fabulous co-host Will, for keeping us grounded on these terrible days of madness and insanity that we call resistance against the New World Order. And of course, our fabulous executive producer, Mitch, who has been keeping us laughing as well as motivated throughout these tough, terrible chemtrail times. And our associate producer, Vortex, has been on holiday in England for some time and yet still refuses to stop working for the show, which we very much appreciate. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, if it's ever so beastly, would be the Ramiro boys in Austin, Texas, including Danny and Dan and Adam and all the rest at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And thank them very much for allowing us to enjoy the soothing sounds of the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will.
And there you have it.
That's fantastic. More accents than you can shake a stick at, Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the show is somewhat accentuated.
It is a bit of a freight train, Vinny. I got to tell you that much, man.
Well, and what I also like is having people on from all over the place with the different accents and whatnot. You know, people from New Zealand, people from Ireland. In fact, I want to have like an Irish panel, an Irishman's panel discussion. Like, invite a couple of Irishmen on air. Just, you know, and the other week I had a couple of limey bastards on air. You know, it was just the English overkill. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and if we could do it after 5 o'clock when everyone's at the pub, that'll even be better.
Yeah. Apparently, there's no Alcoholics Anonymous in Ireland because whenever anybody has a meeting, it's always at the bar. And
oh man,
well, that's a Lewis Black joke for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. This concludes another exciting episode from the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'd also like to thank you, the listeners. Extensively, particularly the subscribers, the people who have been financially supporting the show, you have no idea how far your contributions go, and they were very appreciative because the show would not be able to continue without your continued support. And so, yeah, I'd like to thank everybody involved, and you will be held responsible in due course.
We love you, man!
Right. Love you, folks. See ya.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.